Hey, folks, Big JD here. We're bringing you another rebroadcast of the Jabbercast this rainy Sunday morning here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Lippo is unfortunately under the weather this morning, thus the rebroadcast, and we'll pick things back up next weekend with our regularly scheduled automobile show. So we hope you enjoy this previously recorded show, which you probably haven't heard in a long time, and we'll see you next weekend. Thanks for listening.
It's the all-new Big JD and Lippo action figures. Hours of fun as they fight crime all over the world. They cry, they light up in the dark. Batteries not included. They do it all. It's the all-new Big JD and Lippo action figures. Just in time for Christmas. In stores now. Ask Santa for them today. All accessories sold separately.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 14 for the week of
December 17th, 2006.
Closer and closer to Christmas.
Next week.
Hanukkah right now.
Is it really?
Oh, sure. 8 days.
Hanukkah. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
It's getting close to Christmas.
Yeah, very close.
And there's going to be a lot of children getting some toys. I remember
I'm one of them.
Waiting like the whole month for the thing that you asked for. And, you know, your parents ask you what you want for so long. And then...
See, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember anything, really.
Do you remember how you got here?
I know how I got here, but I don't remember.
Don't remember the ride.
We had it all when we were kids, man. Did you have all those toys that you know?
There was those old nostalgic toys. I used to get to ask for one specific toy, and I would get that toy. Plus, I'd get underwear and socks and a shirt, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
But when I think back on nostalgic toys like from the 60s and 70s and stuff, we had like everything that there was somehow. We didn't always get it new. I don't think it was probably summer yard sales, garage sales, and hand-me-downs or whatever. But we had toys like crazy, and we're going to get into that today.
You had all the toys.
Yeah, we had all them things you can think of, man. Those like from Mr. Potato Head and Smash Up Derby to Tinker Toys and whatever. We had it all.
Awesome.
So... let's just delve right in.
Start delving, Jeff.
Yeah, why don't we start with some action figures? I was thinking maybe we do it in groups so that we're not bouncing all over the place. Because action figures, man, like G.I. Joe and stuff. You must have had a G.I. Joe or an Action Jackson.
I didn't have an Action. I had a G.I. Joe.
Action Jackson is my name. Bold adventure is my game. Think of what you'd want to be, then call.
I want to be a frogman.
Jackson, Jackson.
The Aussie Marine.
Had it all, man. Even some of the Barbie stuff. I don't really recall having Barbie dolls, but we had like Barbie had a cool Jeep or something like that. We had that like anything that was cool. We had me and my brother
a Barbie Jeep. Though?
No, I think the Jeep might have been a really goofy color, but it was cool for G.I. Joe, man. Like I think we probably found it somewhere at a yard sale or whatever, but it was a Jeep.
And what was... Oh.
He probably had a Jeep, too, maybe, but I don't recall having a Jeep of his. Or we had some truck of his. I don't know if it was
Joe
a Jeep, but anyway.
Had some kind of army vehicle, There's a bunch of them now that I think about it.
Well, later... there was one original, I think, but then they seemed to come out with, like, the black G.I. Joe guy. And then, you know, a few different ones or something. And then it was always the original, you know, that white dude with the beard mustache setup. That was the real original, I think, G.I. Joe. And then Action Jackson became different guys, too. But there was an originally one Action Jackson guy. And he had, like, different clothing setups and all that stuff. And Spider-Man.
It's Energized Spider-Man, battery not included. Attach the spider clamp, flip the switch, and the motorized web climber starts him climbing, keeps him climbing. Energized Spider-Man. The spider web trap for lifting and pulling. The spider light. You can watch him climb in the dark and pretend he's searching for the enemy. The power pack turns on the spider copter, sold separately. Energized Spider-Man comes with motorized web climber. Spider copter sold separately by Remco.
I did not have a Spider-Man. Did you?
No, I never had that one. But we had the one like the G.I. Joe and Action Jackson with all the parts moved and everything. And he actually had clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
And this other particular one, he was painted, you know, like he was already the color. He didn't actually wear clothes. But the one that we had did. It was a suit he had on. Like you could unbutton it and take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to experiment when you're kids. He never did have any...
And
other parts, but anyway, Spider-Man. We had Batman. I think Batman and Robin.
Really?
Yeah. We had, I remember, well, that's getting into some other things, but the little Batman Hot Wheel car and stuff like that. We had that kind of stuff too, but... Action figures and army men, of course, things like that. Tons of that stuff, man.
Did you have like the army men that had the base on the bottom? Did you ever have any of those?
Oh yeah, of course.
Big set of them.
Yeah, yeah, and they had their feet are on the little thing, so they could stand or whatever. Oh yeah,
whatever position they were in.
Yeah, yeah, and some of them were laying down with one leg bent.
Yeah,
yeah, those ones are cool. And
snipers.
Yeah, there you go, sniper. Yeah, army men. That was cool. And what I always wanted out, and I think I mentioned this in a show at some point in time, was in the back of comic books. It was like 10,000 army men for a dollar or whatever. But you read on, and it's a little box that's supposed to be like a footlocker with little men in it that are like, you know, a quarter inch high or something like that. Yeah. I never did have them, but I don't think I ever got those, like everything else I wanted in the back of a comic book. But they seemed really cool. And but you read on, and they're like, wow, there's these little guys, man.
Right.
So, probably glad I never had them. They're a little too small. That's action figures, I guess. Was there any other action figure you didn't even think of that?
For some reason...
I think we had a Captain America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was something else, but I can't think what who he was.
There's a couple other figure things I won't want to get into later, but they're more weird ones, like Stretch Armstrong. Let's move into some cars, trucks, trains. Did you ever have a train set?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we had a couple of them, actually. Like electric train set you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we had, like... I think at some point we did have something, never actually like bought a set from anywhere. Like I think it may be another yard sale thing. I don't know if it ever even worked. I can't really remember. I know I had like little toy ones when I was really little that I think you just, they just went in a circle and it was like a bigger trains, like not the real cool ones. Like I always wanted those Lionel or whatever, Lionel, the really cool stuff. Or what is the other one with an H? Ho? He ho? Ho ho?
Your mom's a hoe? I don't know.
I don't know either.
H-O... No, a hoe is a...
Garden tool, I know.
No. There's certain scales. And there's the H-O scale. Is that what I'm thinking of?
I'm not sure. I know there's Lionel trains, and there was another one. It started with an... something. I can't remember, but it was another make of train, I think. But that was cool stuff. I always liked the one on the... what was it? The Addams Family? The trains, and they had them crash in each other.
Oh, right,
that?
Yeah.
That was cool. That would make you want a train set.
No, I didn't think of that as wanting a train set because of that, but we had, it was the small scale that we had, and the trains were like super heavy.
Yeah.
And, of course, they smoked. Mm-hmm. The smoke came out of the top. Yep. And you could build whatever. And we had a 4x8 piece of plywood.
The whole shebang, yeah.
I think then we got another piece of plywood because we bought more track.
Right, yeah, okay.
By mountains and towns and whatever.
Yeah, they were really neat.
Christmas time would come and we'd decorate that.
Did you put it around a tree or anything ever? Or no?
Yeah, we did once. That, yeah.
I don't know where that ever came from, putting a train around a tree. What does that signify?
Well, when you made a train set, you would put trees in it.
Well, sure, but what's it got to do with your Christmas tree? And then it's kind of like an important part of Christmas. Some people have a train around the tree.
I don't know if it's an important part, but...
Well, sometimes it seems to be very associated with Christmas. I have no idea why, but... Ow! Still in pain.
But that wasn't... That train set, I remember, was like my older brother's stuff, so I thought it was really cool because... It was their thing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't touch the train.
We more had friends that had them. You go in their basement and it's on the wood and they got the little controls or whatever. And that was really cool. I don't know. I think we had stuff. Maybe we never had any working or anything, but it was cool having the pieces. But I don't know. I don't remember us really having like the real thing.
Right.
That's one thing that I can say. I guess we didn't have, I don't think.
I've been to a couple houses where they've had the train just go along the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They put little shelving up, and then you put the track on top of that.
That's kind
of
neat.
I've been to a couple places that they take that right to the biggest level they possibly can, going in and out of different rooms, even some of them.
As far as vehicles and stuff like that, I was just... A couple other came to mind, actually, and one was Vertibird. Do you remember that? It was a helicopter. It was on a wire, and then it would only go in circles, but it would stop and go down and pick stuff up and go back up and... continue on or whatever. That was kind of neat. We've had a few of those when we were younger. And the Cox airplanes with the 409 engine, they were on a string. You can only fly them in a circle, but you dive and up and down and stuff.
Yep.
I got one of those from my aunt and uncle. And that same day, I wouldn't have been Christmas. It was summer. I think it was my birthday. And they got me a Cox 409 Spitfire. Took it to the school nearby. And... it went up in the air once, straight down, crashed, and broke into a million pieces. It was over. Never made one circle with it.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's probably a good thing I'm not a pilot today.
That reminds me of the air hogs that they have now.
Air hogs, no.
You pump them up full of air, and they fly.
Oh, this is good. This is something new, too.
This is a newer thing. Yeah. I remember our kids, I'd say it was probably 5 years
ago. Is it on a string?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
Free flowing, basically.
Wow. Where does it go?
Wherever it wants
to go. Does it come back? Or you have to go find it later.
It kind of has some kind of tilt to it, so it goes in kind of a circle.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think we just got home, pulled in a driveway, almost similar story to what you just said, and ran out, got out in the yard, put it all together in the grass, whatever, pumped it up, let it go, crashed right into the brick wall of my house.
Oh, yeah.
It's done. It's all over.
Yeah, it doesn't last really.
That was fun for 5 minutes.
Well, we used to go down to the corner variety store, Chuck's, as a matter of fact, Riverside Variety, and you get those ones, small ones made of balsa with the elastic, and you wind it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you put it in the middle of the road, especially because some did or some didn't have wheels. So you put it on the road, though, and it would go and take off. That was cool. I like those ones. Those were the special ones that had the little wire with the wheels in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And some didn't, though, that you'd wind them up and just throw it. But they were pretty neat. And then there were some that didn't have the propeller at all. It was just a plain balsa. You make it, and then you throw it.
Light balsa wood. You had to assemble them yourself.
Yeah.
They'd come in like in a flat package.
Yeah. Even the packaging was a cool thing. And if I'm not mistaken, sometimes those came in the Christmas stockings. When you bought them, it was a little flat thing with it. And sometimes there was little models that came in those of planes in a small, thin box. And it was a small model airplane.
Yep, I remember
that. Now that we're kind of on that.
Those weren't flyable at all.
No, the little model one was not flyable.
I think they had wheels on them and that you could roll them.
You're probably right. I can't really remember that much detail.
That's all coming back to me as you talk.
And this is Tonka Toys, of course, was always cool. They were bigger, heavier steel. Tonka Toys,
the dump truck,
the backhoe, and different things that Tonka had were really cool. Big things too. Some bigger fire engines.
They had
and stuff like that.
Many scales of stuff. So if your parents could afford the big heavy duty stuff, you could get the little ones. But they were all heavy duty. That's what I remember. The wheels were
heavy. And they always
duty.
Only seem to be a couple colors.
Yellow.
Some were yellow.
One.
And maybe red. Some right. Tonka stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember one in particular that I got later on as a kid from somewhere, not new. And it was a, seemed like a Jeep Cherokee of some kind, or a Suburban, or something longer. A little bit longer, like a Jeep type vehicle.
Suburban.
And kind of on the big side. It was kind of neat. Yeah,
did Barbie
cool.
fit in there?
We're not going to talk about my Barbies.
I was invited to one of your Barbies once.
My Barbie party? my Barbie mitzvah?
No.
Smash up.
It's
huh?
your Barbie.
Barbie. You got the Barbie. Smash up derby.
He's a demolition demon in a beat up Chevrolet. It ain't worth a dollar, so he wrecks it every day. Now here's Kenner's SSB smash up derby set. And you can hoot and holler, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. Crash, bang, crack 'em up, put 'em back again. Crash, bang, smash 'em up, it's smash up time, my friend. Kenner's SSB smash up derby set comes with everything you see right here.
Smash up derby, man, that was great. Comes with everything you see right here. Oh, what I was going to say was I remember getting that, and I think might have been for Christmas or something like that at my grandmother's is where we got it, and I remember playing with it on our kitchen floor.
What I'm having a problem with is remembering how the cars propelled them.
They were the kind that you put the thing in and pull it out.
Right, okay.
And they just rev like crazy, and yeah.
We want SSP! We want SSP!
You got them. Here's Kenner's SSP Peewees. They're great little SSPs. The driver's in his cockpit, in goes the easy pull T-stick, a quick tug, and they're off, scooting along indoors or out. They're so easy to rev up and race. SSP Peewees with easy pull T-sticks and driver. Each racer sold separately.
That was cool.
Very cool. Eventually those things wore out or they stripped themselves. And
yeah, you didn't get the right pull on it anymore. But
right.
Because you use that a lot and the parts sometimes would get lost where the cars eventually lose them in your bedroom somewhere and have to go digging them out from
right.
under the carpet or under the down in the closet somewhere.
Meanwhile, you thought the harder and faster you pulled it.
Yeah, eventually I was just wrecking everything.
Yeah.
And it didn't really...
You know, you could just, you know, pull it and it would they went. Like,
oh, yeah. Zoom. Yeah. They were made to really zing when you pulled on that
it's
thing.
It's like you're trying to make them explode when...
yeah.
Disintegrate when the two cars collided.
Cool. And that kind of reminds me of something else I think we got maybe the same day for the same Christmas or whatever, but they were these dragsters. They had a string that you pulled at the back. The string stayed out until the dragster was done moving, and it also had, like, sparks inside it. Like you could get some toy guns. Remember toy guns had sparks inside?
Yes.
Well, those little dragsters had sparks at the back or something. It looked like it was shooting out flames or something. And right. the string would stay out until the dragster was done and the string would go in as it went, you know?
I remember seeing that.
I don't know what they were
house.
Called, but they were like a good brand name toy thing that was something big at the time that we had to have.
Had to have it.
Let's move on to actual models. Plastic models. Boy, did I have fun with models. Me and my buddy used to build tons of models. What, you know, boring models?
I never liked models.
We built them, and we shot them with BB guns and pellet guns.
Oh,
that was
okay.
fun.
See, yeah, see, there had to be some kind of...
But I was into models at one time. It was pretty cool. I used to like customizing the cars. And sometimes cars came as stock or custom, like you got all the parts to make either one. And I remember right. I used to do stuff like, you know, when you pull all the pieces off the frame... plastic frame that held all the model parts.
Yes.
And then I'd break them into a certain length and then I'd melt it and pull on it to make a long antenna.
Oh,
and
geez.
Put the antenna like little goofy things like that.
Where but, would you come
I had fun
that?
Like that. And painting them. That was kind of neat. I don't know. I was into I had a still have the cousin, but he was into building models like big time and had the big round tray with all the paints in it where you could spin it around and take the color you need and yeah. had little, like a little workshop of making models. And I always thought that was really cool. But I was into cars and crap like that, you know what I mean? So I was kind of into model building and had quite a collection of models at one time. Then when I kind of got out of it, we just shot them all up, blew firecrackers, everything.
So it was mostly cars that you put together?
Mostly cars. Had some airplanes, and I think that's really all I can think of.
Yeah.
I have two models right now that are in boxes that a friend gave me. His father actually got them from a friend of his that had passed away or something, and they came across these two Army Jeep models still in the box. Like, the boxes themselves, model boxes were usually never sealed. They were just in a, like, you know, pull the top off the box, and they were right. inside. Well, they're two boxes like that of Army Jeep, but they're in The Jeep part, everything's still in plastic inside.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah, two Army Jeeps.
I think I remember as a kid when my brothers were into that, but I found that my hands were either too big or something. I couldn't, you know, it was meticulous.
Yeah, a lot of it was intricate. Like, and, yeah.
I don't think I had the hands for it then. I think it was, you know, just growing into my body, and it was just too. Ugh.
A little kid with big, huge hands. Huge.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I was a huge kid with huge hands, and I just couldn't.
A huge kid, too, yeah? Were you big?
I was a kid. Guy, yeah.
How about guns and stuff? We didn't really get into it, but Red Ryder BB gun was an old thing. Well, kids' guns and that. The Star Trek gun, you know, we did mention on another show at one time. You remember the little things they shot?
Toys of the Ghetto guns.
Yeah. Kids had fun with just sticks as guns, especially way back in the day before our time.
But sure. Well,
we had a lot of cool guns.
They still make the, you know, the elastic band thing. That,
oh, sure.
With the wooden gun.
Like, well, you can even put the elastic band on your fingers like a gun shape. And
but they actually still made the...
That's fun for school. They made in the classroom, you know.
Make the wooden ones.
I have a picture of me, a little baby, laying on my dad's stomach with a big... machine gun, and it was like the Tommy gun with the big round thing on it. Is that what
right,
that is?
Yeah,
the Tommy machine gun or whatever. Yeah, a big round one on it. Yeah, I had that, and I have a picture of me with that when I was little. We had lots of guns and stuff, man. My dad was always into guns, and we had the, you know, the holster Western sets and the cop and robber type guns and cap guns like crazy.
Cap guns, yes.
Caps were always a big thing for kids. Any kind of cap.
I loved caps.
Then after you got into the roll caps or just little round ones that you'd... Individuals they had, too. Little round ones like that.
Red ones.
Plus... Well, those were on a roll.
Well, usually. There's the roll paper ones.
Yeah.
But then there's the plastic.
Well, I'm getting into that. But there's other ones also that was just a round little thing with a thing in the middle that lit. And I don't remember... They were individual. You would use... Just drop one in.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's not
I remember them coming like that somehow. And then those plastic ones were that was the next generation of cap. That was kind of neat.
Those
little
are
red
pro.
Plastic yeah. thing, and you put like a bunch, or sometimes were they individual, but sometimes they came on a round thing.
Come
you
around.
Take the round thing and put it right in your gun.
Yeah, they're connected to each other.
But some were on like a thing and you could pull them off.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Like the model exactly. frame thing or something. But yeah, that was cool. I don't know what they have today, caps. I've never looked at caps lately, but. The only caps that we got now in my old age are on my teeth.
Hey. Yeah, but I remember we used to have a six shooter. Like the thing came out, like the
barrel.
And then you'd stick the one of those
the whole thing with the round ones.
Yeah, stick them right in there.
Yeah, and they were neat, man.
That was cool.
Very cool. Yeah,
we used to play like Russian roulette. And
yeah, we played everything too. I remember me and a buddy of mine wanted to make a Beretta movie. Was our big thing, make a Beretta. We never had a video camera, like, we never did film anything, but we were practiced it all the time. We had a little Beretta cap, like Beretta used to wear, and the little guns, like cop and robber guns and stuff, and I remember coming in and out of closets and stuff, and shooting cap guns.
Beretta used to wear a toque, didn't he?
I think maybe in the winter, but no, he had one of those, like a poor boy cap type thing.
Oh, like
a puffy with a little ball, like not a ball, but a button on the top.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah, guns and stuff were pretty cool. And squirt guns.
Did you ever have a... Well, go ahead.
Oh, no. Did I ever have a what?
A BB gun.
Or of course.
Gun.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother at one time gave me my uncle's pellet gun, wooden stock and everything. But the problem with it was a bored... excuse me, a bored barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And inside somewhere, and near the end, actually, a couple of the bores had nicks in them. So the pellets didn't shoot right. They now almost... sometimes get stuck in the barrel even.
Sure.
Like you'd think there'd be enough power for that to shoot out, you know, and it was a break in half pump,
yeah.
Like
spring loaded.
Something. Yeah. And then I remember having the pump ones, and we had handgun ones like pistols and stuff like that. Yeah.
Really?
And up until just recently, I had one that we had around for a long time, a couple of them actually, and a starter pistol, and they got stolen out of my garage. And that's how I realized my uncle found one of the... like the little magazine round clip or whatever you want to call it that goes in one of them out in the back alley when he was cutting the lawn or something or walking around back there and like, well, what's that doing out here? It's always in the garage. So we walked in the garage and everything was in shambles.
It was
guns
gone.
Were gone.
Bummer.
Yeah, no biggie.
So when were you introduced to CO2 guns? Way after being a kid? Or were you a kid when you first saw like a CO2?
Saw them and wanted them, but didn't get that till later, actually, the CO2s.
Because I remember being a teenager, and that was the first time I saw it. I'm like, wow. And then you realize that these things can really do some damage.
Yeah.
Whereas
sometimes even scary just putting them in the thing, thinking that it's like, you know. Yeah.
Whereas we used to have actual fights with pellet guns.
No, no, we never did that.
No glasses on, no nothing. Used to go to B&J trailer over here to my wife's cousin.
Did you get shot with one ever?
Oh, yeah. I would get hit all the time.
Does it ever penetrate your skin?
No. You made sure you're wearing regular long clothes.
Well, that's not good at all. Not.
But now they have, my kids have airsoft guns, which is plastic pellets.
Okay, yeah. You can actually shoot them at each other.
Yeah.
Still bad for the eyes.
Got to wear goggles.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, as long as they don't get...
I guess goggles and whatever, but I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
It does when you're a brother and you want to hurt the other guy.
Yeah. That went on in our day too, didn't it?
Sure did. Drives my wife crazy.
Yeah. It's gotta. Two boys, man. That's the same thing my parents went through.
Last night there was a good fisticuff going on right in the kitchen.
Wow. And then they're just hanging out together this morning, kind of.
And same with last night. We have to leave them alone after that last night. Like,
no.
I think my older son hit my younger son in the nuts from behind.
Just for fun.
Just brought him up. Brought his arm up. And then he turned around and kicked the other kid in the nuts. And next thing you know, it's just getting out of hand.
Wow. You should film some of that.
I'm in the other room and I just hear it going out like, oh, here it goes. And it just builds and builds and builds.
Yeah.
And then I got to break it up.
You need a ring downstairs.
A fighting ring.
Yeah. For some wrestling. You ever see those videos of the backyard wrestling? I have some of those, man. It's just crazy what the kids do.
Like amateur wrestling.
Real, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They crush each other, man. Board games. Board games, puzzles, stuff like that.
I was into that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Put the pieces into the slot, make the right selection, but be quick, you're racing the clock. Wow!
Clock goes perfection.
Perfection's a race to beat the clock if you're not quick. Wow!
Clock goes perfection.
Operation?
Operation.
Take out wrenched ankle. That was always cool.
Oh, yeah.
Operation. I always wanted one, and we finally ended up getting one, and that was... I don't think we got it right when it came out, when you really wanted it. Like, that's the coolest thing. Like, it was later, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, acquired that somehow.
We got it. It was relatively new. And then I think my neighbor got one, too.
I think we had it twice at some point in time. Like,
sure.
Two times we had gotten it.
You can buy it now. You can still buy it.
Yeah, yeah. You can still get that. Were you into Monopoly at all? Hated that, man.
You hated Monopoly?
Yeah, I just didn't want nothing to do with it. It was like that intellectual thing.
Yeah, I was a cerebral game-playing kid.
Make you speak big words later.
That's right. That's that. And having a dad who's a philosophy teacher.
There you go.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah, Monopoly was always a big thing, though. Lots of friends that like to play it. And so I don't really recall going through a whole game of Monopoly ever.
I played with my mom, even. Like, it was a family kind of thing.
Yeah, no, with us and family games that we ever played together were some card things, maybe, but...
Yeah, we played cards,
too. I remember my grandmother, was into the Rimoli thing with some of her friends and stuff, so we did that, and I remember Uno, or Uno, whatever,
Uno.
The card game thing. Yeah, that was something. Trouble. Remember Trouble?
Oh, Trouble.
Didn't have popping things, And Rebound. Did you ever play that? Did you ever have that?
I have Rebound.
Yeah.
That was one of my...
I still have the Rebound game.
Do you really?
Yeah. We might have just sold it at a yard sale, but up until like this summer, I had a Rebound game still.
I loved Rebound.
It was so cool. The elastics on there and you like a shuffleboard kind of thing. It was cool. Really liked that. And I remember one of my grandmothers got me that years. And I was just talking to my mom on the way down here today. And... well, this is off topic, actually, but I don't think I have it written down in any of my sections here. The Easy Bake Oven.
Okay.
My dad wouldn't buy it for me. I want an Easy Bake Oven when I was little.
Right.
And my dad wouldn't get it for me because, you know, he told my mom, no, he's not getting it. He's a boy.
He's a
not
boy.
Getting a damn Easy Bake Oven. And his mother, my grandmother, bought it for me. And I used to bake cakes and everything. Loved
it.
And wow. I burned myself once on it.
Did you?
Yeah. But it was kind of neat. It was cool. Could bake cakes. Who wouldn't want to bake cakes?
Exactly. Give me the icing.
Let's bacon might be a little fruity, but eating them sure ain't.
My wife bought our kids an Easy Bake Oven when they were small.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Out of it. You make your own cake whenever you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you had the packages, and eventually, and they were neat little packages of cake, too. Kind of cool, and icing and everything.
Yeah, small size. Tin in there. And
you didn't really need parent supervision to make them, like you do with a stove, really. It was just like some kind of a light in there that heated them up enough to kind of bake it, eh?
It was a light bulb of some
kind. Like an 8-hour bake.
I don't know how that worked.
I don't remember either. I knew there was a light bulb in
it. It was a chemical reaction, and it had to have
like a toaster almost or something. Toaster oven type of thing or something.
Yeah.
Hungry Hippo we had, and the thing came out and grabbed something.
Hungry Hippo.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. Oh, the game Sorry, another
game. That was something we played family type
thing. Rebound Sorry. Those are
Sorry was cool. I really, I did like Sorry a lot. And I remember getting a CD-ROM of Sorry to play on the computer at one time out of a cereal box, not all that long ago, and never did put it in the computer and play it. I'd never been into computer games at all, and I'd never been into like PlayStation, all that stuff. I'd never been into that at all.
Me neither.
I think it's just a time thing. You know, some of it looks pretty cool. And racing and that. I got buddies that got it and they sit in front of the big screen TV and they're racing. It's like real, man. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I see it when I'm there and stuff, but I never played or nothing.
My wife got her her sister's son, our nephew, got him one of those chairs, gaming chairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You feel it. Mouse trap.
Remind me what that is.
We got that kind of later, but it's all configuration of these things and you drop the ball bearing and it does this and moves that and bongs that and slides down here and over here.
Oh,
and
was the
drops
chain,
the mouse trap something.
It was the chain reaction thing.
Yeah.
At the end, it was a plastic dome shaped.
Yeah, something dropped on a mouse or I don't know.
Exactly. That's
and speaking of chain reaction, Dominoes was always cool. We played that when we were kids because our parents and grandparents had that. Was a toy from like who knows when.
But did you actually play Dominoes?
Oh, yeah. With the 3 and the 6 and everything. Yeah. Yeah. We lined them up a lot and let them fall like the chain reaction.
That's
like,
all so. I ever knew Dominoes for.
No, I played Dominoes for sure, and I actually have a game store right now. I always like the wooden ones. Now, usually you find them, they're plastic. But we used to have the wooden Dominoes. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And some of the plastic ones now are white with black dots. It's okay, but. Battleship. That was always a. Then they came out with electronic Battleship. But the original Battleship, that was cool.
I loved that.
That was a great game, man. And it was just kind of neat having it because they're like these two little cases, you know, that carried everything in. Like, cases are kind of cool. Like even when you had Hot Wheels and that, have a Hot Wheels case. Cases were cool.
Cases were cool. And the Battleship one was, it was like in the middle. That's where all the stuff was at.
No. Well, you open it up and on both sides were the slots where you keep all your ships and pegs, and then the center was where everything went on, where you plugged everything. All, you know what I mean?
Oh, you that's put your right,
ships
yeah.
Ships on the bottom, pegs in the top part.
Pegs in the top part kept track of your guesses and where his ships were, your opponent's ships were. That's what
and
it was,
you put all what he called down in the bottom, where your boats were.
Right.
That was a cool game, and I think I still have that, and I think that might have sold at the yard sale, too. Either that or it's still in my garage. Like, I don't know what sold and what didn't in the summer, but I was getting rid of a lot of that stuff, like Yahtzee, Scrabble. Travel Scrabble in the little bag.
Yahtzee.
That's a cool game. Yahtzee we played a lot.
My
of
mom
thing.
Played Yahtzee as far as I can remember with our neighbor.
That's an old game. Scrabble too was old.
Forever.
I think Scrabble was an older game too. Scrabble.
Oh yeah.
The letters, yeah.
Yeah, we played.
But Yahtzee was really cool. You had a cup and the dice and
and you had to add. You had to write your numbers.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. You had the paper and if you ran out then you had to write on something.
Oh yeah, my mom and her friend used to just make their own.
And writing, there are little games like Hangman and stuff like that, and tic-tac-toe. Those are games from way back, man, that you just played with paper and, hey.
Very low
tech. We all
tech.
Did it, I'm sure.
But that the kids aren't playing that stuff now.
No, a lot of that they don't.
I think they're missing
out. I mean, even in school sometimes we just, you know, draw the Hangman thing with some letters and hand it to the guy next to you. What it's saying, like, who knows what, asshole or something. Or,
really?
Snakes and Ladders is an old game.
And there's another name for it. What is it?
Yeah, you're right. Shoots and Ladders.
Shoots and Ladders, that's what
I don't know why they changed it, because maybe snakes
are evil.
Kind of, yeah. And along with that was like Barrel of Monkeys. What was that all about?
The snake reference
thing?
Was, I think it was too phallic or something.
Penile type.
Exactly.
Yeah. what did I just say?
Barrel of Monkeys.
Yeah, Barrel of Monkeys. You still have a Barrel of Monkeys lid or something, don't you?
We have the barrel in our bathroom. That's our cats drink out of.
You don't have the monkeys or anything?
No more monkeys.
They were like this, hanging or something.
Yeah, the one arm went up and the other arm went down.
Yeah, and they just, you hang them all together as long as you could make them.
I used to
You pick one up or something.
It was a game.
Yeah.
You put the monkeys in the barrel, shake them up so they're kind of loose-ish.
Right.
And pick one up and then see how many you could pick up and then...
Kind of like a pickup sticks thing, didn't you have to...
Well, no, pickup sticks was more of a coordination
thing. Was that taken out where you didn't, so it didn't move or something? Is that how pickup sticks worked? You pile them all up and then you take one out? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, pickup sticks, that's exactly what that was. And then there was different variations of that. There was the spaghetti one.
I don't know that one really, no.
It was a pot, and then you put the spaghetti on top of the pot, and then you put the meatballs on top of the spaghetti, and then you pull out each stick of spaghetti until the meatball.
Oh, what was that called? That wasn't called that. That was in that had a thing, and they were all stuck through it with stuff on top, and you pull
it out. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the name, but it had it.
I remember that.
Oh, sure, yeah. That was like the same type of thing, but it was... there was another piece to it that you took them out, but the original thing was just like you just threw it on the ground. The original pickup sticks, I think you just threw it on the ground.
How did you lose though pickup sticks?
When something moved or whoever had the most, I don't know. I don't really remember. Yeah. You have to look up on the old internet. Remember the internet, that old thing? That took over games. How about Twister? Did you ever have Twister? Kind of had Twister. Never had the fun with it that I've seen sometimes on the internet and wherever. Never played Twister naked.
Me neither. I wish I did, though.
Well, I happened to bring it right here.
Did you?
I got it here. We can play right now.
No. But that was cool. Like in grade 8 and grade 7, you used to play Twister, so you might be able to bump up against the girl.
Yeah.
And then end up bumping next to some guy.
Yeah.
Got his butt in your face or something.
Nice.
Not.
And then probably my all-time favorite game, hours and hours of enjoyment, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Like that red and green robot when they're getting hit in the face just right, his head would pop up.
Just walking it out in the middle of the ring. And there's a hard right to the top. And Blue Bomber's block is knocked off. And block is knocked off.
Sure, but you can press it right back on again. It's just part of the action with the world's only boxing robots, the Rock'em Sock'em Robots by Mark. Takes two managers to handle the fighters and lots of skill to win. With these control levers, you can keep your fighters in motion to duck punches. When you press this plunger, he throws a right uppercut. Press the other plunger and there's a left jab. Lots of exciting action and fun for everyone when the world's only boxing robots battle it out.
The Blue Bomber's looking for an opening.
Just push the flying head back and you're ready for round three.
Boy, this is a great!
You bet! The world's only boxing robot. Get the Rock'em Sock'em Robot!
Yeah, that was awesome, man. My brother and I played that like crazy when we were kids. I wish I had one of those games now. His block is knocked off. Mexican jumping beans. That's a neat little toy.
There's another thing. Oh, I love
for sure.
Those.
Yeah.
Remember, I saved a lot of money and bought my own.
Yeah, I remember getting them.
And then they ended up busting open and...
Yeah, they were weird. Or something was there. I remember having... sometimes they come in a nice little box. It was kind of neat. And then a few days later, though, they don't do anything. And they said, though, you had to keep them in some type of environment to keep
them good
for a while. And there were things you could do to get them going again, I think, or something. I don't know. Magic.
But Jax is what I was thinking of.
Yeah. You twist them and you the ball and everything and you got to count and whatever. Yeah. Had that stuff.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a girl's thing, but we had them. It was kind of neat because I liked, they were little metal things and they were cool.
The real ones.
Clothespins, we had a ball with when we were kids. Real wooden clothespins.
What would you do with clothespins?
I don't know. See how many you can put all over your shirt and everything, or how many you can get in your hair, like buckwheat? I don't know. We did some. My grandmother had millions of them and we used to play around with them all the time.
Did you have the non-spring clothespins?
We had some of those, yeah. Okay. They were like the peg ones.
Yeah, a little slip down.
Yeah, we had it all.
Piece of wood.
And I was actually looking on a site at clothespins and saw the many different kinds of clothespins that exist.
Sure.
And some of them, they're weird, man. A lot of them that they have now that you can get different. Can't beat the old wooden stuff, though. Strange toys. Now, strange by, I mean, like, that don't really fit in a category, like Slinky.
Yeah, I love the Slinky.
You know what I mean? Slinky, you play it in your hands or down the stairs
down
or whatever.
Stairs.
Or make it go on the floor or something. But there was a strange, weird toy, and everybody had one.
It's Slinky, it's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. Like walks downstairs, a runner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound. A spring, a marvelous thing, everyone knows. It's Slinky, it's Slinky, it's Slinky.
Get a Slinky in a size and color you like, in metal or plastic.
Yeah, we definitely have
more. It's almost as good as log. Log, fun for a girl and a boy. Remember Ren and Stimpy? Log.
I do remember Ren and Stimpy.
They had a commercial on there all the time, like Slinky, but it was log. It was just a log, a piece of wood for a boy and a girl to play with. Dress it up like a doll and put a wig on it. Log. Anyways. Just stupid. Play-Doh.
Silly Putty,
man. That was great. Put on a comics and peel it off and you have the picture on there. Yeah. That was so cool. Backwards.
It was backwards. Yeah. Yes. And you'd get your hands full of ink after a while.
Yeah, yeah. But Silly Putty was really neat. You know what I always liked, too, from school days and always wanted? Yeah, it did bounce, too,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Tic-Tac. No. Yeah. Stick-Tac. Remember school? They stuck everything up with Stick-Tac. And I thought it was so cool when we ever had any Stick-Tac.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, Silly Putty was cool. Came in the little egg, plastic egg.
Plastic egg, yeah.
Awesome, man. And it was always like you open the egg up and, wow, where is it? It's like this little piece in there. But the egg was always like bigger than it should have been. Or there should have been more in, you'd think. You know, it was like just a... We probably put them together before.
What?
More pieces, like more chunks of it. So we had
Put them together. But I remember...
Did you ever eat it or bite it or anything? It was weird.
I know how it tastes. And it snapped in your teeth.
Yeah, when you bit it right down it.
But I remember when I first got Silly Putty when I was a small child, it filled that egg. And I remember when it got scaled back
or
whatever.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
It opened up, I'm like, oh, we're getting gypped. I think the egg even shrunk.
Yeah, just shrunk so bad that you probably can't even get it now.
It was like chicken egg, and then all of a sudden it turned into a pigeon egg.
I think Play-Doh was the same way. You open up the can of Play-Doh later, and it was less Play-Doh in it. And they used
Play-Doh used to be right to the top.
Right up, yeah.
And they used to have, like, it was cut into a log shape, but there was a little gap around the edge.
Yeah.
So it would fall out relatively easy. Yeah. But it was always filled to the top.
And Play-Doh had a distinct smell and taste as well. I'm sure you've been into Play-Doh before.
It didn't taste, or it wasn't appealing as Silly Putty.
Nope, not as appealing. Silly Putty has a distinct smell, too, that was really different.
Oh, yeah.
Play-Doh always... And Play-Doh, too, yeah. Those distinct smell that was, you know, it's Play-Doh.
I was right into that Spirograph. It's an old memory.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And that kind of leads me into something that, I don't know why I think it's similar to that, a cross between that and Battleship for some stupid reason. those glow-in-the-dark pegs or whatever, those glowing...
Light bright,
making things with light. You make something or design or whatever, like Spirograph, but in a different way. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I associate them together. I don't know why.
Light bright's more juvenile, whereas Spirograph is more.
But also reminds me of Battleship, because you put these things in.
Oh, pegs, yeah.
Which now I'm thinking of Chinese checkers with the little balls, eh? Is that what that is?
Chinese checkers, oh.
Is that with the little marble things?
Yeah, like, marble.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Star-shaped,
yeah. It leads me to Ouija board.
Whoa.
We did that when we were kids, man, and we had some weird trips with that.
Well, we...
And actually, you're not even supposed to play with those anymore, because they're, like, really for real. That's what I, you know, Art says so.
Art's but believer in Ouija board, yeah?
No, he doesn't like to play with them. I remember when I was really little, my grandmother and stuff, they used to make a tissue paper with the letters and everything on it, and you'd use the glass.
Really?
Yeah, they were into that when we were kids and stuff. And I don't know, it was a weird thing at the time, but they say they shouldn't even sell it now. I think it took it off the shelves at one time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's conjuring thing.
It's in a lot of movies now, of course.
Yeah, I still think it's pretty neat. I don't have one anymore, but it's pretty cool.
Ouija. Yeah, it's all vowels except the J.
J-A. Yeah, but J is A-I-O-U, sometimes J. Ouija.
Sometimes J.
Magic tricks was always neat, getting a little magic set of some kind. I don't know if you got any elaborate story on that. I don't really, but we've had stuff.
I had a gig as a magician at a birthday party.
Oh, did you?
When I was like 10. 11.
Neato.
I was like, I thought, this is my life.
And you brought all your own magic tricks in.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
This is what I'm going to be when I grow up, for sure.
Yeah.
Who was the guy in...
Blackstone.
From Detroit. No, Detroit magician. He was really good.
Don't know. The ghoul.
He used to be on all the local Jerry Lewis telephone.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The local guy, and he'd come in. And he would be in Windsor, and he'd have shows that he'd do. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll remember his name. It's not even coming close. But I was into him. And Bill Bixby had The Magician. Remember the show, The Magician?
Rings a bell, Bill Bixby, I remember.
He used to have those shooting stars. those
things. Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was heavily into what there's a name for that. I forget, but.
Chinese thing.
He was in a lot of shows that I liked. Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
Courtship of Eddie's father.
Yeah, that was cool.
The Magician.
Way back when.
And
Hulk.
The Hulk.
The Hulk, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cool stuff. Yeah, he was happening at one time. Is he dead now, that guy? Still alive, or he's got to be dead because you don't see him on anything anywhere.
He's got to be dead.
Well, yeah, you'd see that guy doing, he'd be somewhere.
You think so?
Oh, was he in The Incredible Hulk at all? The movie that came out? No. I don't even know if he was in that.
Not that I can remember.
Which just reminds me, I just watched David Letterman had, what's his name, Dirty Harry there?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood on there. And he was on for like half an hour or something.
Sure.
Big, long interview. He's a big man.
If you got Clint Eastwood on your show, he's going to be there.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a joke fest either, really. It was like, you know, an interview. It was cool.
It's Clint.
Yeah, he's cool, man. He's old now, though, boy.
Still,
he's like 80 or something.
Still directing movies.
Cool guy, man. Liked him right from the beginning.
Yeah, me too.
Cool guy.
I forget
what. Did I mention he was in the new Planet of the Apes? On with the Jabber quote. We're getting close to the Jabber quote. Tool sets, man. You have tool sets when you're
50 minutes.
You have tool sets when I'm trying to get through this. I'm halfway, man. Tool sets. You have tool set when you're a kid. That's all we got time for there. How about? Yeah, yes. When we were really little, we had plastic tool sets.
Of course.
And I remember when I was small, my dad was into tools and everything, and that's I'm creator of the Tools cartoon for TV.
Which you can find at
toolscartoon.com. When I was still very young, he bought me a junior tool set, but it was real stool.
It was
real. Shit on the brain. it was steel tools and you know, wooden handles and whatever, like a plane and pliers and everything. And I think I still maybe have a piece or two of that around 40 years later.
Really?
Figure that out, eh? I'm only 22. 40 years later, I got that.
I thought you were 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's say 25. It's somewhere in between. So tool sets were cool. You must have had something.
Oh, I did.
Some of them, you came with a little bench and things that you could pound them in yourself or screw in a bolt or something.
I had that for sure.
Neat, eh?
I guess I wasn't into that either because I never that never took off as far as my...
Well, I got all the real tools now.
You do?
I'm a tool freak. Oh, yeah. Kids' musical instruments. Little drum kits, tambourines, microphones, whatever. Like, we had stuff. You must have had things, little instruments when you were a kid. We always had my dad played guitar, so we always had real stuff around too, but he had a trumpet at one time. I think he had a French horn kicking around. We had a flute at one time. We had organs and pianos and recorders.
Little toy pianos.
Yeah, toy pianos. That was always neat. I always wanted like some kind of a keyboard that plugged in and everything that played like you know, like an electronic one, like like the, you know, Casio or whatever, little Yamahas.
Did they have those when you were a kid?
They had something to that effect. I don't know what all the names were, but eventually, yeah, we did get one that plugged in with an adapter. It was like a little Yamaha keyboard, cheap, small.
Oh, yeah.
And the sounds all sounded, you know, well, to us, we didn't know, but I mean,
sure.
You know, now that they didn't really sound right. How about Jabber Quote?
Jabber Quote.
This week's Jabber Quote?
He who dies with the most toys
wins,
but is dead nonetheless.
Stephen Leary never ceased to amaze me.
I know. Those guys come up with the best.
They are the best. Stephen Leary.
So what is this Jabber Quote in essence saying?
Well, I think it stems from a male
testosterone-based quote, that's for sure.
Competitive, whoever gets the most and has the most stuff wins.
But yet, it's a, what do they call it? It's a dichotomy.
Because a dichotomy. I had one of those. I can't have kids no more.
You are dead, but...
Forget about it.
You have all these toys. You don't have any toys. You're dead, buddy. You're dying.
Yeah, why do they throw the dying thing in with it? It's like, it could be who gets the most toys, you know... But I guess they mean by the end, very end.
It actually makes no sense, but it's like you're going to get to heaven or hell, wherever you're going to go, and you're going to be able to have bragging rights when you get there. Hey, when you died...
It's a power trip thing for guys.
Exactly.
I got this big, you know, half ton truck with big, it's a dually with blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you got a little shadow.
Sure.
So the big guy wins.
You got a shadow. Like, yeah. You mean the
Dodge
car?
Dodge shadow.
Dodge shadow.
Yeah, well, it's shadow. I Neon. Got a shadow, man. I got to watch out the window because I got a shadow. That. Well, we tried to come up with a, have a toy quote here. Toy so, quote, yes. And there's not very many. It was either that or everything's fun and games until you
put out an
lose
eye.
An eye. And they're both kind of brutal, but it's a
toy related
toy
quote.
Show.
Well, fun and games, you're saying fun and games is somewhat toy related.
Yeah, fun and games, playing, screwing around. It can mean something more important, of course, but, you know.
I think I'm going to pour myself a cup of tea.
Okay. Contact us from the site. Go to the contact page, and there's a couple different ways there. Of course, we're available live every Sunday morning when we do the show from Skype, MSN, iChat, AOL, AIM, and the easiest way is to leave us a recorded audio message right from the contact page of the site. You can do that right from there. You don't have to have any software built into your computer, really, as long as you got a microphone. Usually you have them built right in the computer, or you use them anyway for something. You can always email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.